Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. It's never too late and it's never too early to get a financial life. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. An excerpt from chapter 1 of my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, available on Amazon.com. My fundamental approach to money management, you can't spend more money than you earn. That may sound simplistic, but how do you control your spending if you don't know what you're spending your money on? Rather than grasping at the ghost of your money's past, look into your money's future by using the B word, budget. For so many people, the word budget is a scary one. It's associated with being a spendthrift or a penny pincher. So let's call it a spending plan that allows you to track your spending, saving, and investing habits. While the importance of budgeting will be covered in greater detail throughout my book, keeping track of every dollar spent sounds tedious and overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Here's how to do it. For 1 month, start by writing down everything you spend, just for 1 month. This includes your $4 morning latte and your $2,000 monthly mortgage payment. It matters less what your income level is. What matters more is what you do with your money and why. To accumulate, grow, and preserve your money, however much or little, requires discipline. Ralph Waldo Emerson, an American essayist and philosopher, wrote, quote, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us," end quote. This quote speaks to me because I firmly believe each of us has the ability to change undesirable habits, including our money habits. My book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, is available on Amazon.com. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with a family in mind.